The hell's this bastard doing in here?
Hey!
Get out of here! Welcome in! Little latest edition of the Power Rankings. All the games are in. I think Vanderbilt's still playing, but they're winning by about 100 right now. Let some people filter in here. We did get a donation already. Appreciate it. Let me go to that real quick. Sam Rubenstein, $5. Here's to you, Sam. We appreciate you. All right, further ado, let's get into it. A lot of people already updated Power Rankings. Billy Napier, he's not getting fired. He just needs more time. Week 5 SEC Power Rankings. If you're new to this, very simple. I've already seen Oklahoma fans. What the hell? We got 2 ranked wins. I don't give a shit about that. This is Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win? That's the only criteria I use here. So let's get into it. 16, Kentucky. Didn't play this week. Not going to talk about you. Number 15, Arkansas. And I'm sure there's Arkansas fans saying, well, what the hell? We should be 16. We just embarrass the conference. We look like dog shit. If this was ranking defenses, yeah, we'd probably put Arkansas 17 because they don't belong in this conference. But I still believe in the offense. They had mistakes. It's no excuse or anything. But if you're telling me Arkansas, which has a good quarterback, good running back, couple good receivers, and dog shit defense, plays Kentucky, which Kentucky's got some good running backs, and that's about it. Give me Arkansas to neutral field to beat Kentucky, as sad as that is. So I know it, and I'm right there with you. Sam Pittman, see ya. See your ass. Nice guy. Get the hell out. Pack your bags. Hell, Mark Stoops, take him with you if you could. But I do think Arkansas is good enough to beat Kentucky. If nothing else, there you go, Razorbacks. You got that. All right, number 14, Florida. Good God. Went out on a limb. Predicted Billy Napier to save his career for about 7 days. And he couldn't even do that. I mean, this is the most pathetic offensive performance we have seen this football season. Shout out, who was it? Edgar Thompson. I'm going to read the stat because it's unbelievable. Billy, Florida had 139 yards. And I know Miami, they're supposed to be good, all this, that, and the other. That's pathetic. You've got a lot of talent on your roster. 139 yards against Miami. Why is that key? Because the previous low was 219 of the Billy Napier era. And that was the 30-3 Las Vegas Bowl of Oregon State. If anybody remembers that one. Virtually every key player opted out. This was when Anthony Richardson was the quarterback and he didn't play. And we about had 100 yards less than we had in that piss poor. That was a game where Florida was losing 30-0. They kicked a field goal as time has expired because they wanted their scoring streak to extend. How pathetic. That they should have fired Billy that day, and that would have saved Florida fans, you know, several years of agony. But they'll do it here in about a week or two. All right, number 13, South Carolina. Show signs of life. Fan base was out on Beamer, it seemed like. They were out on this team. They're probably still out because they just lost a game. But that's what's going to happen when you go to at Missouri, Red Hot Missouri, and you lose on their field. But I don't want to say you pushed them to the limit, but you pushed them about as far as you could. And it was a 9-point game. I thought it would be a little bit closer than that. But it was virtually a one-score game till about 2 minutes left when Missouri kicked a field goal to go ahead. So South Carolina, I like the fight. Still a lot of penalties, piss-poor tackling. I don't know if that's piss-poor or it's Missouri's just got elite running backs. Probably I lean more Missouri's got elite running backs, but the effort was not completely there in terms of defensive effort and tackling that I wanted to see from the Gamecocks. So that's why you're still 13. I docked Texas. I moved Texas down. They won. What was the final score? Like 55-0, something stupid like that. I'm trying to look it up as we, but they were flexing on Sam Houston. Yeah, 55-0. I moved him down because who gives a shit about what you do against Sam Houston? You've done nothing of relevance this football season. And, again, flex on them. I docked you a point. I mean, come on. You're supposed to be elite. You're supposed to be not elite of the SEC. You're supposed to be elite of the country. And you just are not there. And quite frankly, there's more teams that deserve better spots. Maybe Texas can get there. They got Florida coming up. They got Oklahoma coming up. They'll fly up the rankings if they win those games. But I'm not even sure they'll do that. All right, Mississippi State 11, took care of business, sloppy against Northern Illinois. I think they were looking ahead to Tennessee. Cousin Schwen's already told us that's a sellout for Mississippi State. I can guarantee you that's probably going to be about 40% Tennessee fans, so that's why they finally sold out of a game. But Mississippi State, they're fired up. They think they can beat Tennessee. They'll lose by about 30 points. Let's give them their flowers now. They're 4-0. No one saw that coming, yet here they are. So we give them number 11 in the power rankings. Cheers to you, Mississippi State. Enjoy the next 6 days of being undefeated. Number 10, Auburn. I thought Auburn did some nice things here. Yes, they lost a game. Yes, they got the quarterback sacked 10 times. That wasn't good. But other good things I like to see. They pushed Oklahoma. They weren't afraid of Oklahoma. I thought Jackson Arnold in a tough spot looked good. This loss isn't on him. He may hold on to the football a little too long, which kind of goes against what I just said. But again, he didn't have any time, and he was just... It looked like Jackson Arnold of last year, just getting destroyed for four quarters. That's what Auburn did, yet they kept fighting, and they were in it at the very end there. Hell, they had the lead. Oklahoma had to go out there and take it from them. So credit to Oklahoma. We'll talk more about them. But, you know, this is kind of like a moral victory. Auburn's best win of the season was a loss to on the road at Oklahoma. So good job, Auburn. Hell, you've exceeded my expectations at 3-1. So you're looking good at number 10. Number 9, LSU. Each passing week, your win over Clemson's looking less impressive. Clemson lost again. I think they're like 1-3 on the year. So credit LSU for beating them. Your win over Florida looks less impressive now. You beat the hell out of Southeast Louisiana. Literally never heard of that school till this week. So credit to you. You crushed them. You should do that. Now you're setting up huge performance upcoming here against Ole Miss. That's going to be one hell of a game. And speaking of Ole Miss, I got them number 8. So I moved them up the rankings. They not only did they cover, they decimated Tulane, who all week I had to hear from all you people was how good Tulane is and how John Summerall is going to be an SEC coach. He looked like a G5 Sunbelt Billy to me here on Saturday because Ole Miss completely suffocated him with the backup quarterback. They made the BYU look like BYU. I mean, that quarterback looked awful, and that's a credit to Ole Miss defense who got torn apart by Talen Green last week. So huge bounce back performance by the Ole Miss defense. And Trinidad looking good. Kywin Lacy, we got him going back again. That's going to be critical going into this huge LSU matchup. So I moved LSU up to number 8. Cheers to you, Ole Miss. Number 7, Vanderbilt. Undefeated Vanderbilt, 4-0. Shane's walking as we speak. I'm just kidding. I can see him. He's sitting there like he always is. But he should be out there walking because he said Vanderbilt was not going to hit the over-under win total, which I think was 3.5. And he said for every game they went over, we'll have to do the bet to double check it. But basically, he's going to be walking his ass off because Vanderbilt is going to win 7-8 games this year. And they just completely steamrolled Georgia State. Georgia State they lost to last season. They scored 42 points in the first half. Now, again, Georgia State, are they any good? Hell no. But I think Vanderbilt is proving to people that still, I mean, I've been trying to get this word out all off season. This ain't your papaw's or your dad's or your uncle's or even your mother's Vanderbilt. This is a new Vanderbilt. This is a quality team. They're going to be a tough out every week, and they're decimating teams that they literally just lost to a year ago. It was a year ago in 6 days they lost to Georgia State. Now they made them look like an FCS team. So credit Vanderbilt. You're number 7, and you're going to be 5-0 here in a week's time. Shout out Bama, didn't play, number 6. I keep being more and more impressed with them, but they didn't really play anybody. They were on a bye, so they didn't play at all. So that's all I'm going to say about them. Missouri, number 5, good win. Any Southeastern Conference win is a good win, in my opinion. Lenore Sellers was heating up there at the end of the first half. It looked like South Carolina may steal one from you, but it was a little bit of a gut check time up there in Columbia, and Missouri rallied and dominated the second half, particularly the fourth quarter, to put South Carolina away and to continue their march to perhaps a college football playoff appearance. So this is better than I thought Missouri would look. And, you know, I don't know what more you could say. I don't even know that Bo Prabilla, not that he had a bad game, but he didn't even have, I thought he had an average game based on what we have seen from the first couple weeks of the season. And still, I mean, that was more than enough to beat South Carolina. That's a credit to him. And again, the defense locked in the second half. That's what you want to see. And Missouri, I remember we got asked this on the mailbag. It was this week or last. You know, does Missouri have the best 1-2 running back combination in the SEC? I don't even think that's a question anymore. I think it's definitive. And next time someone asks us that in the mailbag, they better ask us who's the second best, because we already know number one is Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts. So shout out Missouri, which didn't even have Caden Green. And they rushed for, what, damn near 300 yards against a Southeastern Conference opponent. So that was damn impressive. Number four, A&M, didn't play, but I think they deserve to be up there going on the road, beating Notre Dame. Oklahoma, number three. Nothing you did here that really made me dock you, but I did dock you. Running game, still an issue. Auburn kind of pushed you. A one-dimensional Auburn kind of pushed you. Controversial touchdown. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. A lot of things not super impressive. You know what I mean? Like, hell, I had to hear from all you all week how they're going to win by 30 points. And I said, no. It's going to be a hard-fought, close game. It's going to be a one-score game, and it was. And this thing could have went either way. But shout out John Mateer for being clutch and winning this damn football game. And for the Oklahoma defensive line for absolutely dominating a Southeastern Conference opponent. If Oklahoma does that the rest of the way, they can literally beat everybody on their schedule. So it's not me sitting here saying that like Oklahoma should be docked a bunch, but you know, there's still issues there. So, I mean, I'm really splitting hairs here, but give me number three, give me Oklahoma. I think if they were to play on a neutral field to Tennessee, wherever the hell, that, you know, Atlanta or what have you, I think Tennessee wins it. Tennessee, Joey Swagular, he looks like $1 million out there. I think as of right now, he may be the best passer in the SEC, if not the country. Not quite the dual threat. There's a couple quarterbacks I would take over him in terms of overall quarterback, but I'm just saying a passer of the football. I don't know that there's anyone more on point right now than Joey Aguilar throwing the football. Defense made some nice strides. Multiple running backs are emerging, multiple receivers. Offensive line looks like $1 million. I think Tennessee is the second best team in the Southeastern Conference as of today. And of course, Georgia, number one, no change. They were on a bye. So there you go. There's the updated power rankings. What do you got for me? And what the hell is this guy still doing in here? Get the hell out of here. All right. Any questions, anything? Where is Cousin Shane? He's helping with the comments, I think, is what he's doing. Did we have any good questions there, Shane? I wonder. JR, shout out JR. Let's look and see who JR gifted. And maybe, Shane, if you can, please throw up any good questions, because I'm sure I've missed them all. Any and all. So I'm looking for JR's donation real quick. It's a good radio. Maybe someone can help me out here. Let me know who donated. Dakota donated. Zachary Rogers donated. David Nutting. Well, what a day for SEC football. Some ups, some downs. But oh, you got it done when it mattered. Hell yeah, they did. I'd say the only downs, really, Florida shit in the bed, which seemingly everybody except Shane and I expected, and Arkansas. Arkansas, God. They ought to fire that damn coach today. Yeah, Gamecocks look good, I thought. Ahmad Hardy, Heisman, now. SC, -9 rushing, clean up the secondary. Ooh, buddy. Yeah, Ahmad Hardy, he might be in it to win it. Let's see if we got the Missouri schedule. All my schedules are a little wonky right now. So you're going to cruise to 4-0. You know, again, Ahmad Hardy's looked like $1 million, right? But no one's going to give you the Heisman for beating South Carolina. They're going to give you the Heisman for beating Alabama. They're going to give you the Heisman for beating Oklahoma on the road A&M. Like, these are the big games, nationally televised, where everybody's watching. Those are the ones that you got to come up big if you're Ahmad Hardy and you want to be considered a Heisman winner, not even a candidate, a winner. That's what you got to do. Ole Miss, appreciate you. How about that secondary, Tyler, that made Lenoris look like an elite passer for the only time this year? Shane's finding some good ones here. Oklahoma refs, number 3. Yeah, damn it. I wish I would have thought of that in the power ranking. Shout out Cameron. Yeah. I mean, does Oklahoma even win that game without the refs? Well, I don't know. Auburn won't win another game October 20th. Let's fire up their schedule. That's a good one. Will Auburn win another game? Oh, God, they may not. Here's Auburn's next couple. At A&M, which A&M's going to have 2 weeks to prepare, right? They didn't play this week. So favor A&M. Auburn can win it, but I would favor A&M. Georgia, of course, favor Georgia. Although Georgia, let's see, Georgia will be coming off Alabama, and there might be another one in there. Shit, all my schedules are messed up. They're not up here. But, yeah, maybe. And then Missouri, at home, 50-50. That's a 50-50 one to me right now. Because, Mike, what's the starting line for Ole Miss LSU? Give me home game for Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss -3. That's the line. That'd be my guess right now. Mike, 3 bourbons in. Could get more rushing yards against an SEC defense of South Carolina. Damn, that's ruthless. How are you going to do that to Beamer? You just made Beamer's wall, Zachariah. Just know that. He's writing your ass, your name, and probably your ass on his wall to motivate him this weekend. So think about that. Dealing with Dylan, appreciate you. Sam Rubenstein just became a member. Sam,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, Sam. Also appreciate dealing with Dylan. This ain't your daddy's, Vandy. Sounds like this ain't your dad's Kentucky circa 2021. Well, we're back. We're back to being Kentucky. Roush, sorry for it. News, Auburn claims a daddy after the halftime break. free Shane. Shane is free. He's just 3 sheets to the wind over there. Not a fan of either team, but kind of sucks to see Billy and Sam about to be fired because they seem like genuinely good dudes, unlike a Hugh Freeze type. Well, don't worry. Hugh Freeze will be joining them about a month's time when he goes on a 5-game losing streak. So, Marshall, appreciate you. Early thoughts on Auburn, A&M, and LSU next week. Yeah, kind of hit on that, but I mean, Auburn can win at A&M. They whooped their ass but got up 21-0, and then A&M came crawling back. It was an overtime game. It was one of the best games of the season that I think a lot of people that are not a fan of one of those teams probably didn't watch, but Auburn won it because A&M dropped a 2-point conversion, so maybe we could be into something like that. Horns will not lose again. That performance before Sam Stoops. Never mind. yep, Clemson does suck. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. SEC Mike, what's the outlook for Auburn? I mean, this is what I was trying to tell Shane. I think we are seeing the limitations of Jackson Arnold. And hell, I was rooting for him. I was rooting for him today. I didn't like all the fuck you Jackson Arnold chants because I don't think he deserved that. But the outlook, nonetheless, unless he becomes a significantly better passer in the next month, I think we're looking at, we're 3-1, 3-2, 3-3, 3-4. I'll give him Arkansas, Kentucky. I'm not giving him Vanderbilt, and I'm not giving him Bama. So, yeah, we're talking 6-6, right? LSU offense might be as bad as the Arkansas defense. You might be right. But LSU did score 56 points tonight against Southeast Louisiana. But who cares? They scored 56 points, and that's what matters here. Jackson Arnold, the double agent. Shane's like a maniacal button pusher over there. I appreciate you, Shane. I could go without Kirk frothing at the mouth of my head. yeah, I I've learned to kind of mute old Kirk when I watch his broadcast. So thankfully I had the multiple screens up. I didn't have to hear about his dog. I didn't have to hear about Miami glazing. Didn't have to hear about any of that. So thank you, Mizzou man. Mizzou man, welcome to the family. What a good night to be a Mizzou fan. You know, that's an amazing thing. You know what? Just imagine before Drinkwitz, like these are the games. Hell, I mean, it wouldn't even been a ranked matchup because you couldn't get there hardly ever under Odom. But, you know, you go into these. I don't know a single Missouri fan that didn't expect to win. And hell, for good reason. They won again. They're one of the winningest programs in the Southeastern Conference the last couple years and one of the most winning programs in all of college football the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So I just want to give them some praise there and say must be a hell of a time to be a Missouri fan going into these big matchups knowing not only that you could win, but that you should win, and hell, most importantly, that you did win. So shout out Mizzou. Ducks at Penn State next week. Get down. They don't give a shit about that. Dealing with Dylan. Dabo promised he wouldn't be able to coach anymore with the players getting paid. Man of his word. Maybe it's time for old Dabo to hit the road and go to Florida or Arkansas. He might have to downgrade and go to Kentucky, though, the way things are trending there at Clemson. So, you got to hit one. Punch one and fire one. Billy Napier, Hugh Freeze. Oh, I mean, this is easy. Hugh Freeze punching, fire one. Napier, Sam Pittman, I'm hiring his ass to cook on the grill. I'm not hiring him to coach a football team. I promise you that. But, yeah, I'd hire Sam to do something around the house. Gunner, if you care so much about wins, then Bama should be a lot lower. Their best win just lost by the same margin at home that Maryland. Go Tigers. I don't know that I said wins matter. Well, I mean, they do matter, but that's not what this is. This is if team A meets team B on a neutral field, who's winning? And I think Bama, I think I got Bama too low, but I can't really justify bumping them up. Now we'll see. I think there's a chance they beat Georgia. I really do. I may pick them to do it. You're welcome, Georgia, if I do it. But hell, I may even lock them. MIZ, fuck everybody. ZOU. Appreciate you, Austin. Mizzou is good, but they've also benefited from the schedule. Both are true. We're not allowed to say that. At least, I think I'm the only one that's allowed to say it. Shane, he ain't going to say it. He ain't going to tell you how it really is. But yeah, Missouri has benefited. But hell, this is like one of three games they had to win, and they won it. So, but South Carolina, not as good as anticipated. Hell, a week ago, they were number 12 in the country. Now, Bama, A&M, Oklahoma, those are the three games. You just got to win one of them, and you're probably in the playoff. JD, Dabo to Carolina. They wouldn't hire his ass to be a ball boy. Chief T-Bird, appreciate you. Dabo said last year he'd recommend buying Clemson stock. His ass got to be broke now. Oh, buddy. No, the funny thing is he's laughing his ass all the way to the bank. He's probably making $15 million while bitching that his players are probably making a combined like five. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Arbuckle was flipping off the students, athletes, after his illegal touchdown. Damn. I can't believe we let this. He should be suspended. They should suspend him for the Texas game. That'd be funny. Could Michael Van Buren run the LSU offense better than Garrett? You know, you got it good when your team's undefeated. I think they're top three in the country. And you're sitting here saying, well, hell, can the backup? Backup's probably better. You still like Bama to win the SEC? I mean, hell, I think they got as good a shot as anybody. Georgia, I think, is the favorite. But Alabama's right there. I think, and particularly if Alabama beats Georgia in Athens, then you have to say I think Bama is the favorite. And even if it's a close game, I think you can sit here and say, well, maybe they'll see each other again, and we'll see what it's like in Atlanta on a neutral field. So to answer your question, no, I don't have Bama as the team, but I'm not convinced that there's another answer right now, if that makes sense. I don't know where to put all my chips on right now. I would go Georgia, but I'm not super confident. I'm a little confident, if that makes sense. Vandy, 4-0. Only one out there for me to predict, 8-4. So I'm gonna stick with it, 8-4 for Vanderbilt, because they're about to be 5-0. We all know they're going to whoop Hugh Freeze's ass. They're 6-7, Kentucky. And then they'll beat one other, probably Tennessee, just to piss Shane off. Maybe Missouri to piss the rest of you off. Or it would be hilarious if we beat Arch Manning. You know what? Thoughts and prayers for those teams playing Vandy. Dago's coming for you, and he's going to get you. God. What a time to be alive where Vanderbilt fans are talking trash on an SEC show. Usually you're not even here, but we do. Thank you for being here, but it's just wild. That's what I'm saying. It's wild right now. Arch flexed over a high school team in the first quarter. Best quarterback in the SEC. Texas is back. I think that's a move Steven Lassen told him to do. So, again, I docked him. I docked him a point for that because we're Mannings. We're supposed to be classier than that. I was told. Now, there are rumors that he's adopted, which I do not condone. I'm not spreading those rumors. I'm just saying I've heard the rumors. Maybe we have some evidence here that they are validated, because I don't remember Peyton or Eli flexing on anybody. I'll just say that. Mizzou, tough titty, said the kitty, but the milk still. What the? Hell yeah, I think he's had a couple of these too. Appreciate you. Be creepy. I knew we lost when we scored 20. I said it yesterday. Mike Shula can't score more than 20 a game. Can't get rid of him because of Beamer. Beamer's a loyal guy, loyal fella. It's tough. It's got to be tough. Not going to lie, I'm happy Arch didn't come to all that. Oh, I think old Trinidad's better than Arch. I mean, there's nothing we have seen in 2025 that would indicate anything other. I mean, that's going to sound like the ravings of a drunk man, but nothing we have seen suggests that Arch is better than Trinidad. Think about it. Eli flexed on Tom Brady. All right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. I just totally omitted that from my memory, but you are right. Dylan with Dylan. Appreciate you. Hypothetical. Tomorrow, the state of Kentucky wakes up, realizes no one cares about basketball outside of Indiana and North Carolina. We finally throw all our bones at football. Who do you hire to fix this mess? Who would I? Well, you know, you got a famous alum down there that you almost had when Stoops left to take the A&M job, and his name's John Summerall. So go get you John Summerall. I think he could be the savior of Kentucky, but I think he's done too well at this point in time. He's not going to Kentucky because he's going to get a better job. Spencer, appreciate you. Texas to the Pac-12. Go Army. Go Sooners. Go Army, huh? Is Army any good this year? We've been sandbagging for 3 points all far. I mean, wouldn't that be funny? Hell, they haven't played a conference game yet. Maybe they are sandbagging. And they're just trying to lull Oklahoma into some confidence. I mean, wouldn't that be the funniest damn thing ever? John Mateer, Heisman front runner, Oklahoma's like top five. They're ranked higher than Texas. They're the points. They're not going to be a massive favorite, but maybe like a 3-point favorite. And then Texas comes out here and beats them by 30. Good God. I don't know if I'd recover from that. I don't know how they would recover in Norman. I don't think they would. They might burn sooner scoop down if that happened. Hype will definitely hire that kid from UAB to stump on Max. Oh, no. That guy came out and apologized. Not that anyone cares. No one's going to read it, but he did come out and apologize. Doesn't excuse what he did, but at least he did that. It took the Florida spitting guy like 6 days to apologize, I think. This kid already came out and did it. I wonder how drunk poor Sam is right now. He's hammered. Mike, are you on the Trinidad hype train? I mean, I guess so. But I still think he's not as good as Austin Simmons in terms of ceiling, if that makes sense. So we're in an interesting spot here because Ole Miss can't afford to lose many. I know Missouri fans get so offended when we talk about the schedule. Let's see how offended Ole Miss fans get. They don't have a schedule either. If Ole Miss loses, let's say LSU and Georgia, those are your losses, and you go 10-2, you're probably not going to make the playoff. You know? I mean, maybe if you beat, what if Oklahoma, though, goes, and this is probably not going to happen, but what if Oklahoma goes 7-5 or 8-4, and that's your best win? You may not make the playoff with that. Now, will you at 10-2? Maybe, but I mean, look at this damn schedule. Where's the resume on there? So I don't know. Now we got a little bit of a quarterback competition. Biggest game of the year. Who do you play? This is a tough one. And we can't believe anything Kiffin says. He's just going to lie his ass off, not put guys on the injury report. If you remember, we played the clip. He said it last Monday. He said Austin Simmons, he's going to start this game. And Trinidad plays. You know what I mean? So we can't believe anything he says. This is wild when people, we've had 1 year of the playoff and they're like, 10-2, SEC, you're going to make it every year, you stupid bastard. Well, no, not necessarily. What if there's 4 10-2s out of the SEC? You're putting them in over Georgia? You're putting them in over Tennessee? You're putting them in over Alabama? You're putting them in over, what if LSU goes 10-2 and beats Ole Miss? Then Ole Miss is out. I mean, that's going to happen. So we can't just, because we've seen 1 year, just say that's the way it is. It's not. That's not the way it is. Not if you got a shit schedule and you didn't beat anybody. They're not going to just give it to you. They're really not. How many heads are going to explode if Missouri and Oklahoma finish in the top two of the SEC? Probably none, if I had to guess. You know whose head might explode, though? It looks like it's already starting to. How drunk are you over there? What the hell's going on over there? Giggy Maggie's, appreciate you. Marquise. You don't think Mississippi State is a quality win if Ole Miss beats them? No. I mean, is that a serious question? Mississippi State, a quality win? No. I mean, they're probably going to win 5 games. No. I mean, that's how shitty your schedule is. You're sitting here saying, Mississippi State, now that's a quality win. Now, again, I know they're much improved, and I'm just shitting on them as they are 4-0, so we got to give them their flower. But if that's your marquee win, you're fucked. Trust me. You are fucked. So you better win next week. That's what I'm saying. Or win in Athens. Good luck with that. But you're going to have to win one of those, I think. Welcome back, Kirby. Now that we're 4 weeks in, who do you predict will make the playoff? Hell, I don't know, man. This is wild. Let me pull up the standings here. Who will make the playoff out of the SEC? Give me Georgia, Oklahoma. Give me A&M and Bama. Those would be my four right now. Those would be my four. If I had, we don't even know how many they're going to get, but. Oh, mercy. All right. My Drake is about run dry. Any other questions? Damn, that blonde wig turned gray. A couple hours on Shane's head. It has mutated colors. So Oklahoma is not better than Ole Miss. Well, they got a better defensive line, better quarterback. Better defense. What else? I don't know. Those are key components there, I would think. Can Tex D carry them through SEC with subpar arch? Yes, I think they can. And I think they have been doing that. So Texas, a contender for sure. But I got them number 12 in the power rankings for a reason. Nothing we have seen from Texas, literally nothing, has said this is a playoff team. If you're sitting there saying they're a playoff team, you're basing it on preseason shit and the magazines and all that. You're not basing it on 2025. Now, does that mean they can't? No, certainly not. But the question was, 4 weeks in, who do I got? Texas, I don't even think they should be ranked. Now, they've got the entire conference schedule to go. So, you know, go 7-1, they're maybe like a top five team. So it's all in front of them, but no, they don't even deserve top 25. Maybe top 30. Maybe. Question, when Kentucky wins 7 games, what will be their power? 7 games, good. What sport? Because it's not basketball or football. Basketball. It's not football. I mean, 7 wins. If Kentucky wins 7, I would imagine the other 6 teams they played forfeited. You know? I mean, they're that bad. What are the odds Florida goes 1-11? Well, they got Tennessee remaining, so that's a win. They've already 0% chance. Mike, can we wager A&M doesn't make the playoffs? You can wager whatever you want. I'm not going to stop you. All right, anything else? Last thing here. My drink is officially gone. Who's got the best chance of knocking off Mizzou in Columbia? Alabama, of course. Bama. Bama will be a double-digit favorite at Missouri. So, there you go. And A&M's number 2. All right. Anything else here? I'm running out of steam here. Memphis. All right. Yeah, I got nothing left. All right. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, for all our reactions to the college football season. I'll promise Shane won't wear that damn wig. Until then, we'll catch you on the next.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.